Hey, this is Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, and this is our 80th episode. That's right, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80, 80. Ta-da, 80. Sorry about that. Anyway, I'm talking with Bob Creswell today, and he has a leadership tip for you. And this one is all about the need for a tickle file. Enjoy.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, welcome to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. I'm Steve, and today I'm talking with Bob Creswell, and we've got a leadership tip for you. Say hi, Bob.
Hello, how is everybody doing?
I think they're doing great. And you've got a super awesome, wonderful tip for us today, which is called the tickle file. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you for that introduction on that. It started years and years and years ago. One of the things I think is important for administrators or any kind of leader is to make sure that if you give assignments or these things that you want people to do, that there needs to be an accountability. And that accountability needs to be with the date that you set. So you always set a date for something to be done, and then you hold that person or yourself accountable. And all a tickle file basically is that, say, a week prior. So if I assigned you something that I would like you to analyze the math test scores and I wanted it due by November 21st, well, basically, I'm going to make sure that I hold you accountable for that date, because if I don't and I don't really check up on it, then the next time I give you an assignment, you might procrastinate on it. So holding timelines are very, very important. So the tickle basically is I would put on my calendar, and I always kept a 3-year calendar. I know it's a paper thing, but now I'm sure it could be done electronically. And on that, I would put that on November 14th. I would remind you that this certain thing is due on November 21st and when you're supposed to meet with me and bring it in. I still think administrators and teachers and all that need that type of crutch to be able to maintain all these things they have to do, because they have so many things to do. You could have an administrative assistant or a secretary or someone like that keep up with those things, so everything you send out as an assignment would go through that person, and that person would keep the tickle. And that also helps you remember things as well. So that's as simple as it is, and it's interesting. I started in administration back in the 70s, and I was in Savannah working for the superintendent there, and he was an ex-military general that retired and went into education and got his doctorate and all that. And he's the one who introduced me to the idea of a tickle file. And it was mainly my responsibility to keep up with that for him. And so as I moved up in administration, I kept that as sort of a structure that I used, and also tried to get my assistant principals and people that worked for me to do that as well. How did I do in teaching you to do that, Steve?
I think you did a pretty good job of teaching me to do that. It was the follow-up on it for me that the great thing is that I learned to get people who worked with me to do that. And that's something that I always remember, because I've had people around me who it's been just like you did for that superintendent. It's been their job to help my brain, because it gets so focused on so many different things that I need that reminder, that tickle to remind me that, hey, don't forget you got this to do.
Well, it's all about accountability and time management. So even a teacher should basically have that same type of procedure in their file, because same thing with homework. If you assign a kid homework and you don't check the homework, then the kid the next time you give homework is not going to do it, because, you know, that's just human nature. It might not be the correct thing, but it is the way things are. So for accountability and for timelines and management and so forth, I think it's a good sort of procedure to try and put in place.
I think it's awesome, and I appreciate that advice, and it lends itself really well in our electronic world that we have today, because there's so many different little bells and whistles that you can get to. You can set all the timers you want to say, hey, hello, you got something to do, get it done, because it's due in, you know, and it works wonderfully. The only problem is you can always turn that off as opposed to ignoring that human being.
Right. But, you know, it's just a process to help you keep yourself organized.
Well, I love it. The tickle file. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So
have a peachy keen, wonderful day.
We will do that, and you do the same.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes Store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.